And we are going to begin the hour by welcoming a couple of special guests, one of whom is in the studio, one of whom is joining us by phone. Jeremy Salemson is with CIMG Residential Mortgage, heads up that company. CIMGINC.com is the website. And they have a campaign called Giving Back, where they shine a spotlight on deserving organizations in the community. Today, we're going to be talking about the Orange County Rape Crisis Center, and say more about that. We're joined by Christina Jasper, who is a loan officer with CIMG Residential Mortgage, and is going to share her story and talk about her connection with the OCRCC and the work that she does with them. So Jeremy, Christina, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Aaron, thank you for having us.
Christina,
I'm
how are you?
I'm so happy to be here. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. So Jeremy, let me start with you. I mentioned like the quick 5-second summary of the Giving Back campaign, sure. But what does it entail?
Well, simply put, Aaron, Giving Back is our way of looking at our community approach to philanthropy, right? What can we do to help those most in need, either through volunteering or through financial support or a combination of both? And it's a program that we've had in place for the last few years. Obviously, the last couple of months have been tough to give volunteering help in person. But we've got such an incredible team and the dedication that they have over the past few years and going forth is really something that's making a significant impact here, not just in the local community, but across the triangle in general.
And I know that that your work with CIMG, it's about finding people and finding businesses with property, but also it's about that community connection too.
Well, listen, without the community, we wouldn't be where we are today. Without the unwavering support that we've received from this tremendously generous community over the past 23 years, but honestly, it's an honor for us to work with entities such as Table and Porch and the Orange County Rape Crisis Center and IFC and a number of others as well. Mm-hmm. And so anything we can do to help shine a light on their needs and ultimately help drive support to them as well, it's our community obligation.
Yeah, just such an amazing campaign. And you mentioned so many great organizations just there in that that run. And there's so many others out there here in our community, one of which is the Orange County Rape Crisis Center, the OCRCC. You can find out more about them at OCRCC.org. And Christina Jasper joining us on the phone, also with CIMG Residential Mortgage, but very connected to the Orange County Rape Crisis Center as well. So Christina, tell us about yourself and your connection with the OCRCC.
Yeah, so my connection with the OCRCC is very personal. But I wanted to kind of reflect on something that Jeremy said, that during these times, especially during COVID, it feels really hard to get involved and to get out and volunteering. I know that's been something huge for me because it was a big part of my life and my lifestyle. I love getting out in the community and volunteering. And I haven't been able to lately, a combination of, you know, being a single mom and having a really demanding career that I absolutely love, but takes a lot of my time, and having my kids learning from home, I have felt like I want to do more, and how can I? And I think for me, advocacy and being a verbal supporter of rape victims' rights and being an advocate is really how I'm tapping into my need to give back to the community. And the thing about being a public advocate for rape victims is I don't think people realize how isolating it can be as a survivor. I think a big part of that is because there's a lot of shame involved sometimes with rape. Mm-hmm. And it makes it so that we kind of go silent. It's that, and also wanting to protect our loved ones from any pain that is caused by us and us being a victim of rape. And because of that, you don't know who to turn to or who to talk to you or who to tell your story to. So we tend to stay silent. And to be honest, I stayed silent for 2 decades. Mm-hmm. And that silence takes a toll on survivors. I was reading a statistic recently that survivors are 26 times more likely to turn to substance abuse. than the average person and 13 times more likely to turn to alcohol. And it's something that I did in those 2 decades of silence. And I also felt ashamed and unworthy and incredibly alone. And my goal in life now, and I think a part of my purpose, is to help survivors feel less alone and to help empower them to really break their silence.
Absolutely.
And start the healing process.
Absolutely. I was speaking with Christina Jasper, and what was it that finally got you to break your silence after 20 years?
An awesome therapist. I was, I had kind of hit a wall with my healing. I was still very scared. I was having a lot of PTSD. I just got to a point where I needed to do something different for survival, to be honest. And so my therapist said to me, and it was the best advice I was ever given, it was, I think it's time to turn him in and get your voice back, mm-hmm. get your power back. And so to give you kind of the background, I was raped when I was 17 by my 53-year-old boss. And I turned in my rapist January of 2018. So 2 decades of silence, but 2 years of healing. And when I turned him in, I knew my chances of getting justice. I mean, turning in a rapist to the police department, you have a 1.5% chance of a conviction. 1.5%. So it's not that kind of justice I was looking for or expecting, but knowing that he was on record, knowing that the person who had power over me for 20 years, I now had my power back from them. And it's been what I call it, my victim to warrior transition. It has been amazing. What it has done for me, it was like a light switch. And granted, when I say it's like a light switch, that light switch took me about a year of healing post turning him in. It wasn't immediate, but in that time, all of a sudden, for the first time in decades, I felt proud of myself. And I hadn't felt proud of myself since I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. I felt worthy of love and worthy of success, which is a big part of what got me into the mortgage industry. I wanted to help others, and I wanted to feel successful in my own career. And I found all of that after breaking my silence. And when I felt that power and that this overwhelming feeling of kind of being a warrior and a goddess and being more powerful than my abuser, I all of a sudden wanted to help other people find that power as well. And that's when I turned to the Orange County Rape Crisis Center to find out kind of what I could do as an advocate to help other people start their healing journey.
So what do you do now as an advocate?
So I help the Orange County Rape Crisis Center in their volunteer work. They have people that man phones to take phone calls, to really bear witness to people's stories after their rape, to kind of have someone to listen to them, but also to give them ideas of what their options are. When I called them, I was about a week away from driving to Wilmington to go to the police department, and they offered me a person to go with me to actually like not be alone when I'm sitting at the police department giving my statement. I was lucky enough that I had a friend that went with me, but they do have those services. They have support groups for victims led by survivors, supporting survivors. And also they give you advice, legal advice. There's so many ways that they support a survivor no matter where they are in their healing path. For me, it was much later in my healing path, but they're there from the very start, decades later, if you need them. That's just such a beautiful organization to be a part of. And in the future, I plan on being one of their speakers when they need me at events or for spots like this.
Speaking with Christina Jasper with CIMG Residential Mortgage, talking about her work with the Orange County Rape Crisis Center, or OCRCC.org. is the website if you want to find out more. And for people who do want to find out more, who want to get involved, what can people do?
They can go to the website, they can call them, and find out what opportunities they have for volunteers are also financial. They have a fundraiser coming up in December. I know it's not listed on their website yet, but it's coming. It's an auction that's going to be virtual. It used to be live. I'm really going to miss that event. It's something I went to before.
Actually, it's such a really cool event every year, right?
Oh, my gosh. It's an amazing event, and their speakers are always so moving. And the way they support the community, you know, teenagers, children even, they go into schools and do education for prevention. There's just a great, great organization to support financially. But also, I think I want everybody to hear and know that if they have a story to tell, if they've been silent and kind of want to start their healing journey, they can pick up the phone and call OCRCC. If they aren't ready to tell somebody that they know and that they love, because I understand what a massive hurdle that can be. But if they don't want to do that, they can PM me on Facebook, Christina Jasper. They can look me up or email me at cjasper@cimginc.com, and we can schedule a phone call. I am more than willing to bear witness to someone's story and help them start whatever process they need to start to get to a good place.
OCRCC.org is the website for more on the Orange County Rape Crisis Center. Speaking with Christina Jasper, who's a loan officer for CIMG Residential Mortgage, this conversation and the work that Christina is doing and the work that CIMG is doing, all part of the Giving Back campaign, where CIMG Residential Mortgage shines a spotlight on great organizations like the OCRCC, but many others as well in the community. Jeremy Salemson, who heads up CIMG Residential Mortgage, is here in the studio with us. And Jeremy, I know you have an announcement to make.
Yeah, so, you know, Christina, we're so proud of your courage and strength. It's kind of an emotional.
Thank you, Jeremy. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
Thank you for representing us so well. We'd like to announce.
Jeremy got me crying.
Sorry. But we're thrilled to announce, Christina, we're going to be making a donation tomorrow. $2,000 in your name.
Jeremy, thank you. Jeremy, I really, truly appreciate that. And I am so moved by that I want to match that donation as well. Thank you so much for supporting such an awesome organization and supporting me as an employee of CIMG. This company is awesome when it comes to helping us and empowering us and enabling us to be as active in the community as we can be.
Yeah. Well, thank you. We're all fortunate to have each other. And thank you again for being so brave and telling your story today in such a public
forum. Thank you, Jeremy. And thank you, Aaron, for hosting us and allowing me and bearing witness to my story as well.
Absolutely. And again, OCRCC.org is the website for the Orange County Rape Crisis Center. And if you want more information on CIMG Residential Mortgage, including their Giving Back campaign and all of the work that they do daily, CIMGINC.com is their website. Jeremy Salemson, Christina Jasper, thank you both so much for being with us
Aaron,
today.
Aaron, always thank you.
Thank you.